Hi, it's Susan here, and welcome to week six. Can you believe that we've made it this far? Wow. I want to talk to you in this video about acknowledging the journey that you have been on and give you some ways to think about measuring your progress. We love progress, don't we? We love to see that things have changed, things have improved, things are different, they're better. And that is an important and fierce part of the human spirit. And what I'd like to do in this video is give you some more ways to think about progress so that you can fine-tune your ability to see what's changed. If we don't do this, we get stuck in our black and white thinking, and we look for ways where things have changed significantly, which can sometimes happen, but really most change is slow, is gradual, and that's probably a good thing. So here's four ways that you can think about measuring the progress that you've made on this journey. The first way is thinking about your level of engagement overall. Now the idea with this is just to do a really quick check-in to say, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do I think that I engaged in the content? And without giving it too much thought, give it a number. Maybe it's a 6, maybe it's a 4, maybe it's a 7. Whatever that number is, just give yourself a number. And that's one really quick and easy way that you can put a number to your level of engagement. The second way that you can measure your progress is thinking about what new awareness do you now have that you didn't have when you started the course. So perhaps you're now thinking about your health as not just your body, but also your mind, your heart, and your spirit. Maybe you hold a bigger sense of who you are, and you feel more importance about looking after parts of you that maybe didn't get care before. Maybe there's some little insight that you gathered. Maybe there's a new aha. Maybe there's a shift. So keep your eyes open for little ways that your awareness has changed. Now, if you've been journaling during this, your journal can hold a lot of those little shifts of awareness, and it can be a really good place to go back to see how you were thinking about yourself, how you were thinking about your health earlier. So go ahead and do that if you've been journaling. Because those little awarenesses, they can be kind of fleeting sometimes. They come and they go. But they're there all the time, and they're there for you. And if you've put them in the journal, great, go back and see if you can find a couple. The third way that we can measure progress is by looking at skills that we now have. Now, we can often think about either I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. And that's one way to measure if you've got some new skills. But sometimes skills show up in a willingness to try something, or you started doing something new, or now you're adjusting it and tweaking it, so that's a new skill. Be on the lookout for little ways, little things that you're now doing that you weren't doing before, those new things that you're trying. The fourth way that you can measure progress, and really, this is kind of hard to see progress like this in only a 6-week time period. But the fourth way you can measure progress is by looking at kind of an embodied level of change. And by this, I mean that it's not really a change that is something you have to think too hard about. It's maybe more a conscious competence, or it's moving into an unconscious competence, meaning that you just do it naturally and it just comes more easily to you. So maybe you're showing up in certain situations on a more consistent basis in a new way. So perhaps there was a situation where you're constantly triggered or affected by, you know, the things that people would say to you. And now you find yourself more grounded, more calm, able to take some distance and gain some new perspective. Or maybe in general, there's a few different areas of your life where you're just approaching it differently. That would be considered a more embodied level of change. That another example would be kind of thinking about your health as something that sits on the to-do list. I have to do this, check, 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 too. I'm living healthy and making good choices myself, just as a natural way of living and of showing up. So that can be a bit of a shift as well. So check out those four areas and see what has changed over this last 6 weeks. And I would encourage you to use the 3-to-1 ratio of looking for at least three changes that things that have shifted. And if you find yourself kind of looking for, well, that didn't happen. If you find an area where you want to improve, use the 1-to-3 ratio where you look for every improvement or thing that you want to do better, do different, is at least paired with three areas where you can acknowledge yourself and give yourself some credit for doing something new. And that can just bring some balance to this constant quest for getting it all right and perfect and done. And acknowledge that you want to improve, but also can bring in a spirit of just recognizing all that you have done already. All right, so thanks so much for listening in and for fine-tuning those skills and abilities to measure your progress. See you in the next video.